hands and those that are working behind the scenes. Deuteronomy chapter 31, we'd like to read four verses of scripture. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Thank you, Brother Solomon, Sister Jessica, Sister Zion, Sister Lael. Really appreciate you. I did forget a prayer request. Maybe after we'll read the scripture, I'll just pray with you. Something that came in from the God that answers back. Sister Amanda, did you want to put it on the screen? It's fine. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. I know it's kind of small. Today we're speaking on be strong and of a good courage. Amen. We've took a few minutes for our announcements, good announcements, but we're just going to the word now and just try to bring it down before you go. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Amen. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Praise you, Jesus.
I want every person to take the word personal.
Amen.
Every scripture, every quote, everything we say is for you as a person.
Amen.
Verse 7, and Moses called unto Joshua. Notice the transition. It was the older generation now coming. Moses was handing it off to Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage.
Amen.
For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath given unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it.
Amen.
Verse 8, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee.
Amen.
He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee.
Jesus.
Fear not, neither be dismayed.
Amen.
Verse 23, our last verse. And he gave Joshua, the son of Nun, a charge. And this isn't retreat. Like you would hear, da, 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 da. It's not defeat and horrible and so bad.
Yep.
But he's speaking to him a word, be strong and of a good courage.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't the word of God good?
Amen.
There was an email that came in to the God that answers back, a lady. Her last name, M-O-Y, is prayer to heal from cancer. And can we just pray about this?
Yes.
Our dear Heavenly Father, you've opened up an opportunity for us to minister and witness this congregation, not just locally, but globally. And I pray as these prayer requests come in that we would lift them up before your throne, that the healer and the deliverer and the God that answers back would be very present to this lady. Her last name is Moy, M-O-Y. I pray for this cancer. I pray for it to dissolve up and shrivel up. May even from this very moment and this last week, as the believers have prayed, that it would just shrivel up and go back to nothing. That there would be a testimony that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, Lord. We are here today to be strong and of a good courage. Bless the words now to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can have your seats. Hallelujah. Nice to see you, Sister Patty and Sister Kayla.
Amen.
Amen. Heard yesterday they might not make it to the service, but God has other plans.
Amen.
God has good plans for your life.
Yes.
Be strong and of a good courage. That's the message today. Be strong and of a good courage. From the front to the back to the nursery to those on the internet, be strong.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean physically strong all the time.
That's right.
It means spiritually. Strengthen yourself in the Lord.
Yes.
When we say be strong, it's not talking about muscles like this.
Right.
Sister Becca, just maybe let your son see Brother John right now. It's not like be strong like this. I'm just waiting so that they all see me. Amen. Be strong. Doesn't mean to in your muscles.
Yes.
It's talking about be strong in the Lord.
All right.
It's talking about your spiritual fortitude and your decisions for the Lord and your stand for the Lord to apply the word in your life. Be strong today and of good courage. We're going to find out in a few minutes there is bad courage. Bad courage, and that is discouragement. So when the Bible says be of good courage, that's very specific. It means when Satan comes with bad courage, and discouragement and negative, something that's not in the word, that you are to be strong and of a good courage. I thank the Lord for dealing with the local ministry to speak to our needs.
Amen.
I did want to bring you greetings from the Netherlands and Germany. I know last Sunday I brought that to you, but from the places we visited and were gone for 10 days, I feel to come back to the church and let you know in the Netherlands, Germany, there were people from Belgium that visited this family camp. And I want to show you these photos to let you know that I feel like our little church can do this locally. And there's places that we are looking into, one in Stanwood, one in Sumas possibly. But I just feel like our little church could have something on the weekend and Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Maybe have Brother Craig Boer or another brother come. How many would like that? Let's just take a church. Oh, there's not 50%. We're taking a church vote right now. Who would like to have a family camp? And hallelujah. No pressure. Amen. You can just see how these are brothers and sisters from different churches, but it's a main little small church hosted. This is Brother John and Sister Emily. You remember them. This is outside of the cafeteria and the dorm room. This is the sanctuary facility. This was our translator. That translated for us, and it's just a wonderful time. You know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, four services usually, and they all able to come together and have meals together, fellowship together, be together, and I just think it's really wonderful. I think it's a real good. This was on the Sunday. They had a barbecue. Actually, this is the Saturday. Actually, the Saturday, they had Chinese food on Sunday. And, you know, there's times when they were spent outside at the bonfire and fellowshipping. And there's Brother Noah and Brother Dice. And this is outside again. On the right-hand side is the cafeteria. And then upstairs is where they stayed, right straight ahead. On the left is where the meetings were. This is inside the little meeting hall. Place, and then this with the meetings, and then we also had dedicated a new little gathering location. It just worked out really perfect. This church in the Netherlands has a main church in one city, and then many of the believers live in another city, an hour and a half away, and so they gather, and then they can stream to the other part of the congregation. And so this was, they got it done just in time. They cleaned it up on the Monday for the last time, Tuesday, and we were in there Wednesday. And this is a midweek service and dedicating this place to the Lord. The man on the right is our translator, but he's also the owner of the property. It's in the back of a greenhouse. And then this the pastor is on the left, Brother Eric Peters. This is also the pastor's son. And his daughter, this many testimonies we could say about this, but he was, and this is all public, so I'm not saying anything private, but for many, many years he was plagued by addictions and things, and his wife is at the piano, and it's kind of amazing. He wandered away from the Lord and was, can I just give a little testimony? This is part of being strong and of a good courage. And they met each other and was working at a restaurant together. She's in the world, and he was born and raised in the message, a pastor's son, but had wandered away. And she became interested in the message and started coming to church. She gave her heart to the Lord and was baptized, and she became the strong one. So whenever we would travel to the Netherlands, you know, we would see her and her children, and he was still struggling with a lot of things, and we would pray with him, and of course, support him. And the last trip 3 months ago, we were able to go to a camp and have meetings, and they were there. And he really had a deliverance. And this is 3 months later, and he's a totally different person. I was with him a few days ago, and he's just a totally different person. I just want to say praise be to God. This is the pastor and his wife on the top there. This is in the back part of the nursery. So this is right after the service. This is in the back part. And then this is on the bottom photo is the Brother Hildebrandt, that made a lot of the construction work. And this is Brother Reuben again in the church there. Just a small little place they can worship on a Wednesday night. We thank the Lord for that. Yeah. Then on the following Monday, Brother Andreas Ringen, which is a well-known pastor from Germany, ministers in South Africa at the church there, Brother Gideon's church, and around the world, actually. He came and drove 3 hours one way to see us and then drove back home. This is Brother Gustav Pankinen on the right-hand side. He's the pastor from Krefeld. And so this is the church in Krefeld, Germany, where we ministered on the Wednesday night service. And yesterday, Brother Caleb Grunert was song leading there for young people's meeting. So hallelujah. Him and his dear wife are moving up in the church and being a real blessing. This is the Krefeld church, and the time that we shared on the Wednesday, then we came home on the Friday. So greetings from the saints in Europe. So as we come into the moments that we have for this morning, we've been dealing with discouragement. And overcoming discouragement and rising above discouragement. And so the Lord laid this on our heart to follow that up with to be strong and of a good courage. So in Deuteronomy, our scripture that we read from Moses was the prophet that brought them out. Brother William Branham was the prophet that brought a message to bring us out. But there's a ministry, a Joshua ministry of the Holy Spirit that is placing you and I into our God-given land. And I want you to know from the prophet now into the bride is a word of encouragement. Amen. To be strong and of good courage. Amen. I want to speak to you now. Don't fear the things of your life. Don't fear the things of your past. Amen. I have some things specifically to speak about, maybe the conditions of your life that want to restrict you and hinder you in your spiritual walk, or maybe even stop you from getting up and to get going. The word comes very specifically, be strong and of a good courage. And he gave Joshua this charge, saying, be strong and of a good courage. For you that might be taking notes and writing down some things about be strong and of a good courage, it's the Lord just encouraging you to become strong. Be courageous. I would actually like this to be the atmosphere of our church. Amen. Let's not be a wimpy church. Amen. You know, always just a sickly church. Always down in the doldrums. Always a depressed. Always the victim. Let's not become like that. We're coming up to 3 years of an anniversary of our little church. And I would like this to kind of be the spirit of our church. To be firm and be more resolute toward the things of God. Amen. Let's grow stronger. You might have been weak before, but you're growing. Amen. Prevailing. Let's press forward. Let's grow stout. And I know some of you physically are growing stout. Even Brother John's getting more stouter. Amen. But sometimes that's not always good. But I'm talking spiritually. Some of you needed a little laugh. Amen. I'm talking about what's on the inside to restore you back to your strength again. The Lord bringing messages that would restore your heart. As Brother Washlager led us in that psalm reading, God has compassion. He is a God of mercy and love and grace and forgiveness. I'm speaking about really where we're at today, looking back on some of your past, that you're going to have to overcome that. Satan's trying to label you, and because of others, maybe other people are trying to label you or label your family that you're a loser. or that you're broken, or they're trying to talk to you about, maybe it's some of your own family is saying things to undermine your faith. Maybe it's happening at your workplace. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's somebody that's near to you, and when they say something, it really affects you. Brother John felt led of the Lord to speak this today, for you to rise up and be stronger than that. Be stronger than their words. Be stronger than their attitudes. Hello, somebody. You're not broken. You're not going down for the last time. You're not a loser. You're hearing the word of God. The token is always a positive token. Have you loved this message, Perfect Faith? Sister Jackie, I finished it this morning. Amen. I had 10 more minutes, and that was one thing I had to do, was finish the message. Perfect faith. I loved it. I have time to listen to it again, Brother Bill, before the end of the week. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just good word. And I thought, I was standing over here a few minutes ago just thanking the Lord for these messages that came to us from Poland. Haven't they been a blessing? These messages of Brother Branham that have been printed in our language, and we can share them and fellowship with them. You know, if you just read and follow along with the Word and let the Holy Spirit digest the message and the Scriptures in your daily life, we would be a stronger people. Be strong and have a good courage. Maybe there has been family breakages in your past. But don't let that define you. Don't let a divorce or a breakup or something in your past, your father, your mother, or even you, don't let that define your future. Be strong. I'm here to encourage you to grab a hold of this. Take it. Retain it in your heart. And Brother John's concern, lest we in this generation, you know, we come to church, we hear the word, we come to Sunday school, and we just let it become just like water. We're not retaining it like we ought to. Then we come Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and we've already forgot. I encourage you, bring a notepad. Amen. We need to repeat these things. We need to talk to one another. Don't let it just be water, off of like a duck's back. You're not a duck. You're an eagle. So be strong and of a good courage means the Holy Spirit is holding you up. He's supporting you. And it's time to display strength to one another. I think this is good for our mothers to hear this. It's good for our fathers to hear this. Even in an age when economically things are difficult, even in a time when we are being pressured on every side, we have single mothers in our church. We have brothers that have raised their children, and you might look back and see maybe failures or weaknesses. We have single sisters in our church, some that aren't married, and people that come to our church that have had a lot of baggage in their life. Let God take care of the baggage. It's our job to catch the fish, be fishers of men, but it's not our job to clean up everything. Let me repeat that. Jesus said, be ye fishers of men. And we labor hard. This church ministers. We've poured a lot out for the ministry. Brother Steve Carr and myself being full-time. Brother Mark and Brother Ken Andes and others that minister on the Sunday nights. And this is we'll have 5 Sundays in September and 5 different brothers speaking to you. I think that's really good. I really commend this church for not putting your feet up always Sunday nights and putting it by a crackling fire, but you're actually coming out and strengthening somebody else that's in their Christian journey. I'm here to encourage you today in your life and maybe even your children, your grandchildren, that this is a time to display strength. This is not a time to just be weak-kneed and shallow. It's a time to withstand and hold strongly with something that is stronger than you. And I'm speaking about the Lord Jesus. That's why I believe in coming to the house of God. And I thank the Lord for starting this new little church here 3 years ago, that some of God's sheep can have a place to draw strength from, to be strong in the Lord. Be strong and of good character. That means to be alert. Be courageous.
Yes.
You're a brave person.
Thank you, Jesus.
If I would just go down the rows and start asking for testimony, some of the ones that are here even today and some that you know in the message are really strong believers that are like heroes. That you can follow along in similar choices and receive the same blessing. So you're not falling apart. God's bringing it together. He's bringing your health together. He's bringing your mind together. He's bringing your soul into faith. You're hearing good messages. You're being encouraged to stay with the message through the week. You have good Sunday school. We labor with our young people. Brother John went on Friday night to the gym night. And, you know, just to be there. And I rolled my ankle, you know. And I'm standing before you today. You know, we're just recovering. But that's part of ministry. It's not pulpit ministry, but I wanted to encourage our young people, our families. You might not think that's spiritual, but it is spiritual. We need to encourage one another in these things. Be of good courage. Be solid. Be firm and determined. Strengthen yourself in the Word of God. Confirm yourself. Keep persisting. To you that are a fitness in that way of thinking, it means do another rep. Just when you feel like you're failing and everything, just do another rep. Keep extending your lungs. Breathe. Do more. Hallelujah. Well, what a good Sunday morning message for us. Just when you feel like throwing it in and no, do it again. You do more. And then I'm encouraging you to exhibit strength. So when I was thinking about this, be strong and of good courage, is there bad courage? Good courage, be strong and of good courage, is there bad courage? Absolutely. It's called discouragement. And Satan is the mastermind of discouraging you, taking the fight out of you, taking strength out of you, taking courage to get up and serve the Lord, and all of the reversals and shams. And don't let someone put a value on your life that is less than what the Lord's putting on you. Don't settle for less in a relationship or a young man or a young lady or at your job. Maybe it's time for a new job. We get all comfortable, we get in a rut, and we just think that's the only way. God might be shaking up the nest a little bit. As the eagle stirreth its nest, saying, come on, you're in a rut. You're the people you're with, you're just gathered around the coffee machine and the water cooler. You're gossiping, and maybe you need to be with some more people that are on another level. Amen. Change your environment. Get out of there. And maybe you need to stay right where you're at. Maybe you're a type of person that's disgruntled, and you're upset, and you think everything's against you, and you don't have it good, and really you're spoiled. Is everybody listening?
Yeah.
Some of you have it really good.
Yeah.
In your marriage or in our church or as a young person. I've had young people grow up in the message. Are you listening?
Yeah.
And then they start talking bad about their childhood and how they were raised and all the restrictions and all of that. And they start being like that. And that's not the right attitude. God has protected you. God has preserved you for this very moment.
Yeah.
To be strong. And of good courage.
Amen.
Be strong. Let's strengthen one another. Let's have good courage. Let's alert one another. After the seals in August, Brother Branham said this in Chicago, way before it ever happened, when he come down there with Caleb and the other spies, they had seen the great opposition, the Amalekites, the Perizzites, Hittites, and so forth, all fenced in. And there at Jericho could run a chariot race on top of the place. And great strong a man, some of the unbelieving among them said, why? We look like grasshoppers by the side of them. Sometimes Brother John hears that little rumbling, you know, different things being said. You know, oh, we're like grasshoppers, or this trial, or this sickness, or this battle, or where I'm at. Don't get locked into where this season.
Amen.
Don't get locked into how you see things. As I said last Sunday, you might be looking at it totally wrong. So let the Holy Spirit breathe. You're not a grasshopper. And you might look like a grasshopper. And if you feel that way, stop saying it to people around you. Stop being negative. Confess the word. Hallelujah. Be strong and of a good courage. Well, some were saying, well, we look like grasshoppers. But Caleb said, and Joshua, we are more than able to take it. Brother John's going to put this in your little pouch there, that David reached down and got five stones. He only needed one. God knew he needed one. He's like, I missed. Oh, he's coming. He needed one. Hallelujah. You're predestinated. David was chosen for the hour. He was already anointed to be king. There's no Goliath going to take David down. God had already saw him on the throne. There's no spirit going to take you down. You're not going to backslide. You're not going to go into the world. You're not going to go in the Great Depression we're going to go into such a loss. If they take all our money, we still got Jesus. Take this building. We have one another. Let's go worship under a tree somewhere. I don't know. We're worshiping a garage somewhere. But God put me around people that love the Lord Jesus. And stop all the church drama, all the message drama. Just get out of that. Remove yourself from all the politics. Say, I'm not going to be even thinking that way. We are more than able to take our land. Why? Because God said, I've given you this land no matter what the opposition is. I know that you believe that Brother John's not just a motivational speaker. I'm a thunderbolt that's just a fling off of the presence of God. Amen. That's what Brother John is. Amen. So when we're speaking these things, I say, oh, there he goes again, always positive, always raising his voice. I mean, what if our song leaders were a bunch of whisperers? What if our preachers were just always, right down, and they're just always so quiet? Friends, let's not be always in our box. Maybe tonight's service will be for you. Maybe Wednesday night will be for you. But today is the day that we're in the trenches together. Amen. And maybe it's not for you directly, but it's for another soldier next to you. And they don't need you going, all the huffing and puffing and change of life syndrome, and we're going through the time of the month, and we want everybody to know within 15 feet of where I'm sitting, it's my time of the month. My goodness. Are you serious? God give us men and women that would say, this is our season. Hallelujah. This is our hour. I'm being healed. I'm being blessed, Lord. Yes, God's given me a spiritual word in due season.
Amen. Praise God.
No matter what the opposition is, how great and the difficults look. I'm trying to be nice. Sister Brianna might want to move back to Alabama if we're not a good church. So I'm trying to be similar to her father, maybe in a certain ways. How great the difficults look, yet God said it was theirs. God's able to keep what he promised. Look at all these people. He's talking about this handful of people, unarmed almost. Maybe what they picked up in the desert. They had chased other people with old rakes and saws, whatever they could get a hold of. That sounds like some of us sometimes. Has anybody else ever thought, my, what a broken people and broken up sometimes. And they can just say things about you and us or about us, the message, and just roll it off there and just laugh at one another. And don't take that so personal. We need more men and women that know who they are, that can rise up out of those things, and stalwart men and women too. God knew that they had courage to do it. God knows that you have courage. So today we're speaking about dealing with discouragement. Maybe somebody here is about ready to make a choice this week of something in your life, and you just needed the Lord to give you a word, to give you good courage. I'm here to say, don't be a wimp about it. Gideon was hiding behind the wine press And he thought he was afraid. And when the angel spoke to him, God spoke to him, he said, "You are a mighty man of valor." And some of you might think Brother John is kind of a compromiser or not strong on the word. But what you don't realize, it's actually virtuous to look at a situation and be able to say something good about it.
Amen.
That's actually the heart of God.
Yes,
some of you would have called God a liar when he said, "Oh, Gideon, you're a mighty man of valor. You're strong." And when he's hiding. He's whimpering.
Yeah.
No, God knows exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
At this time, let's go to Joshua chapter 1, please. And I think to save time, I can just leave this on the screen. Mm-hmm. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage.
Yes.
That's our title this morning. Be strong and of a good courage.
Right.
How many's ever had something in your life that you were really nervous about? Let me have your attention. And you're really nervous about it, and you're trying to approach it, and you're nervous. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You might even have some fear attached, and you get dismayed. And then you walk through it, and your face is red maybe the smoke's all around you. But when you come through it, you realize it wasn't as bad as you thought. You made it through. It's like, wow, I made it as some big giant. I made it as some big wall, but really God was with me.
Amen.
And you were humble. You prayed about it. You put it before the Lord, and the Lord helped you, and you've gone through that
Amen. Time,
and now you're looking back. That ought to give you courage.
Amen.
That ought to give you strength for yourself,
Yes. But
also to give to others,
Yes. That
it's not always going to be like this.
Right. Yes.
You ought to be able to speak to people around you and encourage them. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. It's not always going to be like this. Let's look beyond the now. Let's look beyond the present. Hallelujah. Be strong and of a good courage. Verse 7. Thank you, brother. Only be thou strong and very courageous. So don't just be on the sidelines, you know, cheering when everything's going good on the team and when things are going good, you know, and the victories are coming in. Be a person that's willing to bear the load as a family, in the church family, in your life as a person. You might not have a lot of friends. You might not have a lot of people going like this. They might be going like this. That's why we need these messages, right, Brother Andy? How many young people did Brother Andy meet or through the week, what he deals with in his occupation that has broken homes and drugs and alcohol, and you can see, murders and killings, and you just see it, what's going on. If they would have heard messages like this, as a spiritual person trying to encourage them, be strong in the Lord. Be courageous in your walk with the Lord. Satan is against you. You're going to have opposition. But be very courageous. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee? Joshua 1, verse 9, be strong and of a good courage.
Yes.
Verse 9, question. This is going back to Deuteronomy, because Joshua had already heard this before.
Yeah.
Have not I commanded thee?
Yeah.
God's reminding some of you today, has not you heard this before?
Yes.
Be strong and of a good courage.
Yes. Amen.
Be not afraid,
Yes. Neither
be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Amen.
Even in the bad times.
Yes.
Even in the good times.
Amen.
Even when I make good choices.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brother Yosef, I'll slow down. We can translate it into Russian. In the good times, I'm serving the Lord.
Amen.
In the bad times, I'm serving the Lord.
Yeah.
When everything's falling and the towers, and somebody's pulled out the little Jenga thing here.
Yeah.
Is Libby here today? She's pulling out the little, and everything. And you just feel like, my, I just made everything bad, and everything fell apart, and oh. And you feel that way. No, it's time to rebuild again.
Yeah.
I will restore. We're coming back.
Yeah.
I miss the morning service, but I'm not going to miss the night service.
Yeah.
Devil, you got me on Sunday, but I'm going to come on Wednesday.
Yeah,
I might not be the prayer warrior that everybody else is, but I'm going to start today. Lord, give me a desire to pray. Give me a desire for your word. More than this Game Boy. More than just, you know, this online gaming or this cell phone. God, give me a love for the message of the hour. Say, I lost it somewhere, Brother John. 6 months ago, a year ago, I lost my desire. Spend time in magazines and talking about this and that, and before you know it, and you just kind of have to stop and say, Lord, I need my love restored. I need a love for you coming back into my heart. I lost it somewhere. I gave it up. Be strong today and of good courage. Verse 18, Joshua 1:18. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment will not hearken unto thy words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Today it's spiritual death. That's why you see people spiritually dying. Only be strong and of a good courage. You've tried that. You've gone down that road and it leads to death. You fought it out in yourself. You tried to do it on your own. Yes. Turned into a mess. Yeah. It's time to humble yourself. Yes. Be strong and of a good courage. Amen. Dust yourself off. Yes. I came up here. I noticed something there. It was probably from kneeling down. I just got it off my pant. Let's do that. Yes. Be aware. Yes. Stand. Yes. When you've done all to stand. Make sure you're around people that are strong that can help prop you up in times when you're barely grabbing it up. Don't be all alone. Don't let the devil tell you a lie that I'm going to quit church. I'm going to stop going to church. I'm going to stop contacting that person. You know, the very person you need, you're probably feeling, I don't want to be around them because you feel convicted or you feel bad. And that's the very person you need to be on your side. I'm getting down into some of your personal life. Here was a prayer I found I wanted to share. Help us, Lord, as we're working the row. We don't have a lot of farmers here, Brother Marshall, like in Edmonton. But when we're talking about working the row, if you'd have got up at 5 this morning and went out and worked in the field and then come to church, you know what I'm talking about. Lord, we're working the row, cutting down the briars, moving back the rocks, pulling out the stumps. My brother Bill Lamb knows about this. We had a lot of stumps and a lot of between here and the road, all kinds of roots and things. In fact, one was so huge they went under it. I think that's good, Brother Michael. We got to go there. We got to get water to this church. My, there's a big root. We just cut it out. Well, that tree could die then. We're going to go under you. So today water came into our church. It came under a root. Sometimes you need to call people in that are licensed and are licensed and not just the cheapo with a little shovel. Say, I can do that. Well, we would have found out on whatever day it was that the L&I showed up. They wouldn't have liked that. Uh-huh. Say, go, I'm going to go the cheapo way out. That's not always the way. Right. Sometimes you got to pay the price. Yeah. Let's get the water on. The believers need water on Sunday. Yeah. Did y'all appreciate that? Yeah. I'm glad we're here today and not sending out a little text. We're canceling church. Right. Thank you, Lord, for that. Pulling out the stumps, the front line. Give us courage, Lord. Yes. And maybe some here today can just take this right here, a little prayer. Yes. Give us courage, Lord. Yes. Is this okay?
Yes.
Give me courage. I wrote this down yesterday in my office as a prayer for us to share today. Brother Matt, God, give us courage today to face your perfect will.
Amen.
And your way. Give us strength to fulfill your plan and purpose for our lives. I was praying with you. Make us strong, and may we all have good courage.
Amen.
Brother John was thinking of you. I was thinking of our little children. thinking of our teenagers, our middle-aged, our old ones. I'm praying even now as we come, you know, toward the time of the service, that the Lord would give you courage and give you strength. You just keep believing when believing's not easy. Say, the Lord's going to get us through this wall, this mountain somehow. Amen. We're going to get over it. We're going to get around it. Or we're going to go under it. Or we're going to go through it. Amen. But I've got to get to the other side of this mountain. Amen. This trial will not stop me. Amen. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord. Amen. This trial is not going to stop me. It might hinder me. You might try to pull me down into a season of my life. And you might look back and call it a loss. And maybe you just have to pay the cost and it's just a loss. Maybe you need to look back over the last few months or days of a certain, I'm talking about emotional pain, physical pain, financial things, decisions, and just pay the cost. And if you're in debt about it, just commit it to the Lord. And I'm not here to be some financial advisor. But the Lord Jesus is the only answer to your situation. You can't keep living in the past. Lord, help us today. The Word is here to encourage you. The Word is here to encourage you, and the body is here to encourage you. Some of our families in our church are strong. I'm thinking of the Weathers family. Brother Andy, Sister Esther, Sister Liliana, and Brother Miles, they're a blessing to our church. Amen. Not all families are together like that. Right. Not all young people are serving the Lord. Right. But this church needs families that are strong. Amen. Do you understand? We can't just all make this family our role model family. We've got to be like that. And we all feel so low if we're not like that. That's a bad attitude. Right. Some of our families will struggle. Some of our marriages will struggle. Some of our young ladies will struggle and young men will struggle. But God needs us to be a body and to bear these things and go through them. That's what ministry is all about. This church is here to encourage you. Sorry, brother and sister Weathers, to mention your name. Is that okay? But the body's here, the ministry, the songs are all here to encourage you. There's not one song that any of our song leaders, Brother Karim, Brother Solomon, Brother Timothy, is here to get at somebody. Or we're going to sing this song because I know so-and-so. No. It doesn't even cross their minds. Get that out of your mind, friends. Yeah, this church isn't built around the song service. Right. It's built around the Word. Amen. But we need the song service to get our hearts ready. So all of the musicians and all of the song is trying to be better. We're trying to improve. And I'm here to encourage you today to be strong. To our deacons, be stronger. Brother Jake Hofer, if he's streaming today, our trustee, to encourage him. The ministry wants to encourage you. The presence of the saints and the Holy Spirit is here to give you strength. The message of the hour came to give you strength. God sent you a prophet, William Branham, to give you strength. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. God sent you a prophet messenger to give you strength to be strong and of a good courage. Not to debate, not to fight about. Stop it. Not to be emailing, texting, and comparing this and that and fighting, and at the end of it all, you just feel like horrible. It shows you're not right by doing that. Don't use the Word to just, you know, add to your agenda. You might find out a few months later that he also said this over here too. All the fivefold ministry is to be a blessing, to encourage you. Your family and friends that are believers is to strengthen you. Help me to close. Amen. We're to strengthen one another. Sometimes we get discouraged. Let's just go to Joshua 10. Maybe this will be this slide and it will be our last scripture. I had some more in Isaiah, but maybe for another service. Be strong and of a good courage. He, In Joshua 10:25, Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. So it's not Moses saying it, it's Joshua saying it. It's not just Brother Branham said, but now the bride says. Now you say, now I say. Say what he said. Be strong and of a good courage. Does everybody see that? Our opening scripture, Deuteronomy, God speaking to Moses. Now it's Joshua. Because now Moses, my servant, is dead. I need you to pick it up and carry the message. What are you saying? What's your attitude like? What's your body language like? Somebody sent me a long message yesterday. They said it's going to be long. So I listened to the whole message. And it was against people. And it was against people in this church. And blah, 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 blah. I thanked them for their message. I said, I appreciate that. Because I do. I want to hear the negative. I'm willing to take the opposite. I can handle that. But at the end of it of all, there has to be something rise up within you, say, be strong and of a good courage. Nobody else needs to know about that. Nobody ever needs to know who sent it or who it was about. No one ever needs to know that. But we need leadership that is, be strong and of a good courage. I'm not the product of all the negative that comes across my way. I'm a product of the word. Be strong and of a good courage. So it's you saying, I'm not going to allow that to affect me. I'm not going to allow that to bother me. Keep your course. Stay the mission. We can do better. So that's why Brother John loves criticism, and I love to hear something bad and against, because it helps balance us out.
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah. They put strength in me.
That's right.
Even though it was negative, and it was. I just responded back, thank you very much. I appreciate your words. Very positive. Brother John's very positive. Because that's what I feed on all the time. I feed off of the message. I feed off the word. I love it. I love it. There's nothing in this life going to take you down. I hope this becomes the spirit of this church and becomes the spirit of your family. When we say a fighting spirit, not with a sword and this and out there, but a spirit that just you know who you are. You're persistent. It's not all the biggest muscles. Be strong is not just the biggest muscles. I'm speaking about your fortitude and your spiritual decisions. 1 Chronicles 22, let's end in Chronicles today. Chapter 22, now David was now coming to Solomon's life and the word was continuing. Then shalt thou prosper if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of a good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed.
I just need somebody to take my hand and cry with me.
Well, but maybe sometimes we need someone to say, be strong and of a good courage. Maybe you need to give that friendship a little break. They're always dreading. They're always dismay. It's always negative. It's always nothing's ever good enough. Maybe you need to pause a little bit. I've got to respond immediately. I've got to respond. No, you don't.
That's right.
I mean, years ago, what'd you do without a cell phone?
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. So good.
Is that right? I got to respond. I got to respond to the devil. He sent me a box of rattlesnakes, and it has my name on it, Brother Mike. It has my name on it, Brother Mike.
Send it back.
I don't need rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear people's garbage all the time.
Amen.
My friends are positive.
Yes. Amen.
And if they're saying negative things, then we need to grab the situation and speak things and say, be strong and of a good courage.
Yes.
Can we please change the subject?
Hallelujah.
Can we talk about something good?
Yeah, that's so good. Amen.
Or maybe if you don't want to ask the question, you could just say something. Isn't God good?
Amen.
Hasn't God been good to us?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's open up the floor right now. I know you're tired and thinking about your lunch, but is there anybody that would like to say anything negative about the Lord?
No.
I'm serious. We grumble, we complain, we think we got it so bad. Just talk to somebody in Israel today that woke up to all kinds of air raid sirens and bombs going off. And I heard it. I heard it already that you can't go to school. You can't go to work because they're under a certain mandate. You can't gather more than 30. Sounded like COVID all over again. It's like, really? We're back into war again. They are at war. And sometimes you feel that way spiritually. You get so discouraged because every day I'm dealing with this health issue. Every day I'm dealing with this situation, and it's not even my life. It's another person, Brother John. If I could remove that person from my life, well, maybe the Lord's allowed that to give you character. Yes, how are you responding? What do you say? So he goes on in 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20. And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Yeah. Stop whining. Yeah. I'm going to just go down here and preach just for a minute. Yeah. David speaking to Solomon, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Man, we need more fathers like that. We need more mothers like that, some more friends like that. So remember, sometimes God does these things, and forgive me, Brother Branham was talking, and you'll be reminded of this quote, because he was talking about how the Savior, though he knows there's weaknesses amongst them, but he didn't, you say, oh, Brother John, you need to cry out against sin in your church. You talk about these things so positive, but you need to talk about this, and you need to talk about that, and you need to correct that. Well, maybe it's been the Holy Spirit seeing that, but also having wisdom. And these are good lessons in running the church and our families. And when you go through it, you say, wow, that was actually virtuous. Yep. Praise God. To be able to know things were going on.
Yes.
And knowing situations were there.
Right.
And yet still speaking the word. Right. Just letting the Lord take care of that. Amen. Just letting the great shepherd deal with that. Just let time go by and things go, I'm had enough, and I'm at the end, and not knowing just in the next week, the next 2 weeks, the Lord's going to do a miracle.
Amen.
He was going to bring a healing. Some spirit that's wandered out there, and the Lord Jesus go out there, and you don't know, the minister's praying in his study, Lord, bring that wandering spirit back to its rightful place again.
Yes.
And say, I've been wondering, and then that leads to wondering.
Yeah,
and you don't know who you are and what to believe. And
right.
I just don't know, and I just don't feel, and I just don't see, and I just don't hear. What is that? That's the body. See, taste, feel, smell, hear.
Right. Yeah.
Well, my memory, Brother John, and I've imagined this, and I've imagined this, and we get great imaginations.
Yeah.
Hollywood did that to all of us, and and YouTube and television and a lot of garbage that we deal with every day, it's not even real.
Yeah, that's so true.
Conscious realm, your affection, your love. Our families are wired different. There's family drama in all families.
Yeah.
All of our families and all the hodgepodge. It's amazing that any of us are even normal today.
Yeah.
Or even half normal. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But isn't our God amazing?
Yeah.
Say, it's a miracle you're even serving God, but we believe in miracles.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I just think it's amazing that you all even are like this, and then the world is going so bad, and it is amazing.
Yeah.
It's the Lord that has given. How did you all make it here? I mean, when we all get to heaven and we're on the other side, and then we look back, how did you get here? It's amazing grace. Yeah, me two.
Yeah,
me three.
Yeah,
me four. Wow, look at the church. They're there.
My, praise God.
So maybe it was. Maybe it was. Good lessons of the Lord encouraging us in the right things. and discouraging us in the wrong things. Maybe it's not all just, you got to hit it hard, brother. You got to hit sin in the church. You got to talk about it. You've known for 3 months this has been going on. You haven't said a word.
All right.
Maybe it was the Lord doing this.
Yeah.
Knowing one of his lamb, one of his little sheep, and he was going to run after them.
Wonderful.
It's the goodness of God.
That's
why I stood today, Brother Solomon, when you sang the goodness of God. Because I know it's the goodness of God.
Amen.
It's definitely not my goodness.
Sure.
And it's not your goodness.
Right.
We'd have gave up a long time ago.
Yes.
I mean, if y'all would have canceled the Linden witnessing booth because we didn't have the finances, Brother Marshall would have been at home that weekend.
Right.
He'd probably be at home this weekend.
Right. Yeah.
Is that right? Where would Charity be? She'd be in a moving truck and selling her and going to who knows where. But God allowed that weekend to come to place. And
hallelujah.
You say, what's the next thing next to salvation, Brother John? To get a good mate. And it doesn't matter what everybody thinks. And you're not marrying the family. You're marrying the person. I know some people debate that, but you know what? There is things you deal with in the family, but you married the person.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Wonderful.
So let's be strong today and of a good courage.
Yes.
Let's encourage ourselves in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have enough courage to fight this good fight of faith.
Amen.
Even when you're discouraged. And Brother John preaches a few minutes on Sunday morning, maybe over time, but I'm here today to not let your father or your mother or their relationship and what happened in that life or something in the message that doesn't define you.
Amen.
All your hurts and pains in your past, let it go in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Just let yesterday be yesterday. The summertime is over whether you like it or not. We've entered into fall. Whether you wanted to, Brother Jeff, maybe you stop. But no, we don't want to go. We don't want to go to fall. We don't go. Little did you know, Brother Jeff saying, come on, bring it on, man. I'm a heating guy. We need some heating going on. And you're like, well, we got to go in the fall. And Jeff's like, praise God. Let's have the cold snap. And you're like, oh, no. And Brother Jeff and Aubrey's going, hallelujah. Ching-ching. Say, I want to go back to summer. I want to go back. And I want to go back.
No.
And the Lord's saying, come on, there's brighter days ahead. So whatever errors you've made or mistakes, whatever your brother's saying and your strong-willed sister or your aunt or your uncle, they are not you.
Amen.
I'm saying this in the name of the Lord.
So
I'm very aware of a lot of people's private life. It doesn't matter what that uncle did to you. You say, well, you didn't have, and you need to rise up and say, it doesn't matter what that uncle did to me. I'm giving you courage. I'm giving you strength. It doesn't matter what that brother did or what this person did and all my heirs and my past. And Brother John, stop. You're not a whiner. You're an eagle. Be strong and of a good courage. Rise up today. God is giving you courage right now. God's giving you courage right now to rise up. God is laying this on the heart of Burden Ministry to let you know that he loves you. Amen. Write down, because spirits travel on words, and I know exactly what I'm saying and why I'm saying it. It's because the Lord laid it on my heart. He's the great physician. And spirits travel on words, and they fight against spirits, and they fight against things that you've been going through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Puts it on the heart of Burden Ministry to talk like this, to give you courage.
Yeah.
I'm on my last page. Sometimes you feel like stopping. Sometimes you feel like giving up. Sometimes you question, and then you start to wonder about things, and that leads to wondering.
Yeah.
But the Lord Jesus is talking to you right now. He's putting courage in you.
Yeah.
Be strong.
Yes, Lord.
And of a good courage isn't a message title. It's the Holy Spirit putting a funnel down into your life. Amen. Saying, I'm going to speak a word. Amen. Be strong. Yes, Lord. And of good courage. Amen. God believes that you will believe His word. Yes. He trusts you. Right. I'm turning this around. Because some of you maybe have trouble trusting Him. Or trusting men, or trusting ministry. I'm turning it right around. God trusts you to believe His promises. He believes heaven is a good future for you. Doesn't matter what the world says. Doesn't matter what you think. He thinks heaven is a nice future home for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So wonderful.
Hallelujah. Sister Patty, it's better to be in church.
Yes.
Sister Kayla, I'd rather cough in church than at home. Amen. I'm here. I'm in the hospital. I'm drinking the medicine. And even if I don't like it, somebody's opening up my mouth, putting it down, saying, this is good for you. Amen. It's God saying, I trust you. I see your past. I see what you've gone through. But I trust and I believe the Lord has a better future for us.
Amen.
His future is good. Have you ever felt weak before?
Yes.
God is putting strength in you today. The strength of the Holy Spirit. He's like a lion. He's standing here today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Can you put it to our last slide, Sister Amanda? Hallelujah. End time message tabernacle. Be strong and courageous. Be encouraged today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. I receive your word, Jesus. I need it, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for a prophet. I thank you for ministry, though. That it's a positive token. How can you feed off the message and keep confessing the negative? How can you say you're in the presence of the Lord and talking to Jesus and be so opposite all the time? Something's wrong. You're headed down the wrong path. You need to turn today. Turn!
Amen.
And repent of that and say, Jesus,
yes.
Put courage in my heart.
Yes.
Put strength, Lord, into my cup, Lord. Help me to understand and to know what is your mind about this.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray courage for the people. I pray strength for the congregation. I pray for healing, comfort. Oh, Father, I think of Brother EBA's family in Cloverdale, Canada, that passed away this week, Lord, after a long battle with his health, Lord, and he has a wife and family, and he passed away this week. I pray for Brother EBA and his family and the congregation of Cloverdale Bible Way as they prayed and they believed, and we prayed and believed. Today we're praying and believing in the name of Jesus. Maybe someone here is suffering. Maybe someone in your family, the Lord's laying them on your heart for a reason. I was speaking on reconciliation a few weeks ago, and that afternoon someone contacted me, and we've continued to stay in contact almost every single day. I believe the Lord's doing something. God heals by music. God heals by love. God heals by medicine. God uses doctors. He uses nurses. He uses chiropractors. Stop fighting all those things. God's bringing your life into a balance. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, God knows where the balance is. Why don't you just ask Him to bring a balance into your heart? Bring a balance into your situation. Maybe you just feel like something's out of balance and you don't know. Maybe you're so sick today, your mind is foggy. Brother John's been dealing with that since coming home from Europe, and I'm getting better, but your mind gets foggy. Don't make a life decision when you're foggy. When you're under distress and with your back against the wall, don't always be spouting off in your mouth. Have some character. Bite your tongue. Let the wisdom of God lead your life at that moment when maybe someone near you needs you to be strong.
Amen.
They need you to be godly. They need you to make a stand for Christ. Lord, bless this congregation this afternoon and all that hear my voice, all those that we are ministering to in one way or the other through the week and through our conversations and through our behavior. Paul told Timothy to be an example amongst the believers in word, in conversation. And all of these things, Lord, live through us, Jesus. I'm asking forgiveness of if we've wronged or missed the mark. As the pastor of this church, I'm asking for forgiveness of anyone in the congregation that has struggled with things and made the wrong decisions and they did the wrong thing. I'm asking for the Holy Spirit to come to that person and show them that there's a way out. They can be forgiven. They can be pardoned. And may they rise up today. May they make the decision that they need to make, Lord. I'm not here to dictate to people what they should do or how they should do things. Never has been and never will be that way. The pastor is not someone to tell everybody what to do and how to do it. They're to be an instrument to feed the sheep. Feed the lambs. Give them food. Give them ministry. Let the Holy Spirit, let the congregation make the decisions that He would be glorified in, that in His time, in His way, through the means that He would be glorified. In Jesus' name, give them strength today as we stand.